Welcome to the GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into topic 2.6, programming languages. We'll cover everything from high-level to low-level languages and the crucial tools that translate our code into something the computer understands. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to tackle those tricky exam questions with confidence. Let's get started. First, let's talk about the different levels of programming languages. At the top, we have high-level languages. Think of Python, Java, or C++. They are designed to be easy for humans to read and write using English-like words and syntax. The big advantage here is that they are machine-independent, meaning the same code can run on different types of computers without major changes. This makes development faster and more efficient. For your exam, remember to state that high-level languages are machine-independent and resemble human language to gain a mark. Now, let's go a level deeper to low-level languages. These are much closer to the computer's native language. The most common type you'll encounter is assembly language. Instead of English-like words, it uses mnemonics like move for move, add for add, and sub for subtract. Assembly language is processor-specific, meaning it's designed for a particular type of CPU. This gives the programmer very precise control over the hardware, which is essential for tasks like writing device drivers or embedded systems. At the very bottom, we have machine code, which is pure binary, just ones and zeros. This is the only language the CPU can directly execute. So, how do we get from our high-level code to the machine code the computer understands? This is where translators come in. There are three types you need to know: compilers, interpreters, and assemblers. An assembler is the most straightforward. It translates assembly language mnemonics directly into machine code. Simple as that. Now, for the two big ones, compilers and interpreters. A compiler, like the one used for C++, translates the entire source code file at once before the program is run. It creates a separate file called an object file or an executable file. This executable can then be run on any computer with the right architecture, and it runs very fast because all the translation work has already been done. The downside is that the initial compilation process can be slow, and if you have any errors, you have to fix them and recompile the whole thing. An interpreter, on the other hand, works line by line. When you run a program with an interpreter, like Python often is, it reads one line of code, translates it, executes it, and then moves to the next line. This is great for debugging because the interpreter will stop at the very first line that has an error, telling you exactly where the problem is. However, because it's translating as it goes, the program runs more slowly than a compiled one. And, importantly, an interpreter does not produce a standalone executable file. You always need the interpreter and the source code to run the program. Finally, let's touch on integrated development environments, or IDEs. An IDE is not a language, but a software suite that makes writing code much easier. It bundles together a source code editor with features like syntax highlighting and autocomplete, a debugger for finding and fixing errors, and often the compiler or interpreter itself. When asked about IDEs, don't just say it helps you write code. To get the marks, you need to mention specific features like error diagnostics, runtime environment, or stepping and breakpoints. Now for some quick exam tips. When comparing compilers and interpreters, always mention the creation of an executable file for compilers. That's a key difference that examiners look for. Also, be careful with your terminology. High-level languages are English-like, not English. And remember that compilers are slow to translate, but the final program is fast to execute. Don't mix those two up. Ready for a quick-fire quiz to test your recall? I'll ask a question, pause, and then give the answer. Question 1. What is the name for a translator that converts assembly language into machine code? Pause. Answer. An assembler. Question 2. Does a compiler or an interpreter produce an executable file? Pause. Answer. A compiler. Question 3. True or false? High-level languages are processor-specific. Pause. Answer. False. They are machine-independent. Question 4. What is the term for the short, memorable commands used in assembly language? Pause. Answer. Mnemonics. Great job. To summarize, high-level languages are human-friendly and portable. Low-level languages give you direct hardware control. Compilers translate everything at once to create a fast executable, while interpreters translate line by line, which is great for debugging. And an IDE is your best friend for writing code efficiently. That's all for this episode. Keep practicing and you'll smash those exams. Happy coding.